All right, we got here Garrett Mendelson, founder, CEO of SolarBootCamp.ai and SBU.live. Super experienced in the solar industry, which we actually had never had anyone on over the 200, 300 interviews that we've done so far. We have not had anyone on in the solar space, so super excited for this one. Thanks so much for taking the time, Garrett.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on here, and so I can, you know, give value and, you know, answer questions about the solar industry to your audience.
Absolutely, man. So yeah, before we start peppering you with questions about the industry and specific stuff, tell us a little bit about, you know, your story, like where'd you come from, kind of where, what did you do to get to where you're at today?
Yeah. So I've been in solar since the beginning of 2018. So I actually knocked doors for 5 years straight until actually last year. So I was actually a door-to-door solar guy. And I started in Utah because that's like the capital of, you know, all door-to-door people. They all start in Utah, you know, because
totally.
Return missionaries, you know, go on a mission, come back, get funneled into a sales company, knock doors for a few years. So yeah, I did it in, solar in Utah for a few years, moved to Texas, and then I moved to Virginia, where I'm actually from, and then got into virtual last year. And now I live in Puerto Rico, actually, and just sell completely remote out here.
So in your role right now, how has that role changed? So you go from obviously being boots on the ground to now working out from a computer all day, every day. Do you have any employees with you down there, or what's your world look like now? What did it used to look like through all those moves and whatnot?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So like in the beginning with door to door, it was pretty much just me. I mean, I had a friend, we had like a very, very, very tiny team. But it was essentially just pretty much just me. Now, I mean, we have a lot of people. So I mean, we got, I don't know, like at least a dozen people back end. We have hundreds of people on the team, hundreds of people in the boot camp, and we're just growing every single week. So it's day and night difference, and everyone's remote. So we got people pretty much everywhere, you know, all across the world. So it's kind of cool when you don't have to just be stuck in one geographical location where you can actually, you know, live anywhere.
Sure. That's incredible, man. So I want to walk through the door knocking experience, because anyone that has the screw loose enough to start knocking on doors and, you know, that as a profession, we insanely respect, you know, we come from the sales world, so we get how hard it is. It's basically like cold calling, but you're in person. So you have to genuinely feel the rejection. So walk us through that experience and like how you were able to overcome the hurdles, because it's not very easy. Sometimes it sounds delightful because solar reps, some of them make significant amount of money, but the work that goes into it is definitely tough. So can you walk us through that experience?
Yeah. No, door to door is like, it's a different animal for sure. So, I mean, the biggest thing when it comes to door to door is literally the mindset. It's like how you think, how you feel, because you can literally go for hours, no after no after no. And then there's a lot of people, you know, I've been in that, you know, certain times in the last few years where you get discouraged. But if you can push past that, you know, you're going to get that yes. But essentially, it was just a grind, man. I was out there like 5, 6, 7, sometimes 10 hours every single day, pretty much 6 days a week, actually, year round. So I was knocking in the snow, the heat. I've knocked in the rain. I've actually knocked in an ice rain in Utah. Like, I remember there was one day where I was just like, I need to get an appointment. It was nighttime. It was like raining, but it was like cold enough where it was like ice. And I literally was soaked and freezing, but I did get like one or two appointments that night, which was cool, like in an hour or two. So like
people start feeling bad about you, right?
They did, actually. Some people were like, you want to come inside? I was like, no, because if you bring me inside, then I get used to the heat and then it gets cold again really quick. So, but yeah, people felt really bad for you. They're like, oh man, you're out here right now. I'm like, yep, just doing my job. And I made it a little bit easier, but yeah, dude, it's a very, very, very tough job. But it's rewarding. I mean, you know, for many, many years, I was making, you know, multi six figures just knocking doors. And I remember even I had multiple people, not often, but I remember one guy, I never forgot, this was in Texas. He was like, I'm proud of you. It's better than begging on the street corner. And I was like, little do you know, man, I definitely make more than you. But yeah. And then another guy that's like, you need to get another job. I've heard that all the time, but like, if you figure door to door, like, and there's a lot of people that do, you can make a lot of money a lot of money. It's a good starting place too, because you don't really need any money, just your time. And sure, you know, it's a really, really good way to get into sales and specifically solar.
And also entrepreneurship, like having that entrepreneur, opportunity allows you to start realizing doubling down on yourself is probably the best bet you can make in life. Right. Could you talk about, you've already kind of alluded to it a little bit. Talk about how you grew your business early on when you were kind of in the initial like entrepreneurship, and then how that evolved to how you're growing your business today.
Yeah. So I got into solar January, like first week, 2018. So it was like pretty much a full year. I was actually my last year in college. I was getting a degree in botany, you know, like plant biology, and a minor in zoology. But I got this job because I was like, dang, I can make, like, at the time it was like a 3% commission off the loan, which was like, I think it was like $700-800 on average, plus 15 an hour. So going from a broke college student, it's like, oh, wow, I can make $800 a sale. What, for setting an appointment? Like, because I started as a setter. I was a setter for 3 years. So just literally knocking doors, setting appointments, sending it to somebody else. But I truly believe, you know, setters, that's like the most important skill you can have, because if you can't set appointments, then you're going to have a hard time, you know, closing, because you're not going to be able to generate leads. And I believe it's a foundation. And if you can do both, you can make the most. But you know, I was a setter. I actually picked it up really quick. So I ended up becoming like an assistant setter manager my first year, then got promoted to do a new market my second year as a setter manager. And then from there, it actually, because I wasn't closing at the time, long story short, the new market kind of bombed, not because of my fault, but because the closers could not close anything. And Utah is a tough market. Like, it's a very, very saturated, at least it was, probably still is, very saturated market. But yeah, so I did that for, you know, that for that year, and that was 2019. And then in 2020, I actually ended up leaving that company and helping my friend start a solar company. But as you guys know, what happened in 2020, this was literally the first week when I left, and that didn't go as planned. And then I ended up opening a solar panel pigeon proofing cleaning company. And that's a whole different story. And where we just pigeon proof solar panels, like with a screen underneath, because there's a big bird problem in Utah, and I noticed, and there was really no one doing stuff. So we ended up doing that, and then built that. And then, long story short, got into closing end of that year, moved to Texas, and went from there.
I love it. So like what I'm hearing is like the gold rush was the solar panels, but then you were selling the pickaxes and the shovels by, you know, helping to clean the birds. Right. That's
yeah. I want to say one thing about that, which was crazy in Utah specifically. Some person actually bred thousands of pigeons and years before that. And then animal control came. They got out, and I just noticed there was like tons of pigeons nesting under panels. Like, it was crazy. So then ended up, you know, creating that solution and helping a lot of people that year, which is like super awesome.
Yeah, my parents actually need that. I see in our family group chat every day that there's these pigeons on top of their roof. They have solar panels, and it's funny. So cool. Let's pivot towards the new model that you have. So you have Solar Bootcamp. I saw in your bio that like we've gone from door to door to virtual. Talk to us about that transition of selling solar in the virtual world, and then what is Solar Bootcamp?
Yeah. So what happened was the end of last year, I was with a friend. He saw an ad for a lead generation company, and I was like, I was strictly door to door. Like, I was like, this is the only way to do it. There's no other ways. I never even like crossed my mind to do online lead gen. Don't know why, looking back, but it just never even crossed my mind. Well, we saw a video, and it was like, hey, the Google searches are like doubling every single year for solar. The interest level is going up, and I was like, dang, this is crazy. So I ended up meeting with a lead gen company. Met with them, signed up, and then I did, I think, the first one in person, and then I tried one in Zoom, and then sold it over Zoom, and then I was like, why am I doing this in person? And then by the end of the year, I switched from Zoom to phones, where, you know, no camera at all, and then since then, I've been just strictly over the phone, and it's just been 100% better, just more efficient, can just better in every possible way.
So could you talk about your team now, what the whole infrastructure looks like, how, you know, you go about retaining talent, what compensation structure looks like for your team? Just go give a dive into all that if you don't mind.
So the crazy thing right now with solar, especially for anyone that's listening, is 99.9%, if not almost 100, is all sold in-house, all sold through door-to-door. And you can ask any door-to-door person, if you could stop knocking doors, what would you do? And pretty much like everyone says, I want to stop knocking doors. I'll do anything, like literally anything. So we created our program based on that, just trying to help. It doesn't have to be door to door. It could really be anyone, but, you know, help transition people. So we created a structure. So like we have our teams. So we have like a few trainers. So I think we have 5 trainers right now teaching different aspects of virtual, like from lead gen to call centers to I do the sales, just different aspects. We have another sales guy. And then on top of that, you know, in terms of like compensation, it's okay. The best way to explain it, because every state's different when you get paid, but the best way to summarize like what you make in solar is if you sell a deal on average, you'll make like $7,000 to $8,000 per deal. There was a deal I did yesterday actually, and it was in the state Northeast, and it's called a PPA, but it's crazy. Long story short, they actually had it's called a co-op, they had a lower utility rate than the market. I ended up selling it. I sold at the lowest you can go, and I still made $17,000, but it was actually a $43,000 commission if it was based on the normal utility rate. So like the solar commissions are all over the place, but like if you do PPAs in the right markets, you can make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 plus on the regular off of selling deals. And the crazy part about that is it sounds like we're making a lot, but the homeowner, he was saving $150,000 over 25 years anyway. He was saving every single month, every single year, year one. So even though I made $17,000, he was still saving money year one, which is crazy. So yeah, that's the crazy thing about solar is we save people money and we make, you know, huge money on top of that.
What's the chatter going on inside of the industry? Because we're not fully inside of the industry, like with regulations and all these different things. Like, do you see the solar industry making a pivot? How hard or easy is it going to be for reps moving forward? Walk us through that, if at all.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely should be regulations of some sort. It's kind of the Wild West right now. There's things that have slightly changed, but like, yeah, there's, I mean, technically anyone could just sell a deal right now and, you don't need a license in pretty much 98%. There's like 3 states in the country you need a license to sell. That's it. Like 3 or 4. So you can literally sell solar in any state. And there's so many people doing it all across the world. So like there's very, very little regulations, which is good and bad because there's no accountability. And there's a lot of like reps that don't do it properly and they just take advantage and they just kind of, you know, quote unquote scam. It's super, super bad. And then even like the sales companies actually scam sales reps all the time. So it's like, it goes both ways. Reps scam customers, companies scam reps. And it's just like, it's an endless circle. It's crazy, but there definitely should be regulations.
Now, as a business owner yourself, it sounds like you're still maybe closing some deals as well. Correct?
Yeah. I still, for my program, I live stream my sales. So like, that's the one thing that we do that I don't think anyone else does is, right, I'll sell live in front of people watching, because just to show that I can do it. And for me, like I try to go for like, you know, like 1 sale a day, like 5 days a week, you know, that's kind of like my goal. So, I mean, you know, you do that, you know, it's a good side, you know, it's a good income and a side income, because you just takes like an hour per sale. Right. So it's not like a lot of time. So like I could literally sell 10 hours a week and pull in a lot from just doing that. Right. So it just makes sense to just do a few a week, just on the side, and just to show people that, hey, you could sell it live, you know, and actually on our sales platform, we built SBU Live based on a live streaming esports type model. We just came out with it. So like kind of like Twitch, but for sales, but for solar. So like, you know, people, you know, can live stream themselves selling. I mean, it's just coming out, but like, it's kind of like, hey, you know, you can watch people sell, comment, you know, subscribe, you can listen, learn, and watch people make huge money and, you know, competitions and stuff like that. So it's kind of a cool model.
That's pretty awesome. So how have you had to adjust how you spend your time as you've gone from like all-star salesperson and kind of worked your way through the social ranks in your industry of now becoming a business owner and a role model to many? How have you gone about shifting how you spend your time and where you spend your time as this business owner, as this founder and owner of your entity. So like, just talk to us about that, how you've had to start saying no to things I assume that you used to say yes to, et cetera.
Yeah, I know for sure. I mean, the biggest thing is you have so many people reaching out. So I used to take lots of calls, just random people like, hey, can I pick your brain? Can I ask you a question? You know, can I do this? And I'm just like, at this point, I just like defer to them. Like, hey, you can talk to a team member. You can do this. I try to like limit the amount of calls that I take from other people, just because it can be a lot to, you know, just so many things going on. So I try to allocate everything to other people in the company that can just handle the calls, handle just any things that come in. But I really just focus on like, you know, showing people that you can sell, building content. Specifically, we have like an inner circle helping them, you know, really just, you know, I do live trainings as well for the program. So like I'll also like do training calls and stuff like that. So I help in that sense as well, but I try to limit the amount of random calls. Like, for example, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but this guy, I don't know why, what he's thinking in his head. So he's like, hey, I'm going to be in Puerto Rico next week. Let's meet up so I can talk about, we can talk about your program. And I'm just like, okay. I'm like, I don't really want to get lunch. I mean, you seem nice, but I really don't want to get lunch to talk about my program. I got things I got to do right now. So, and he just got here. He texted me this morning. He's like, hey, I'm in Puerto Rico. What are you doing tomorrow? So we'll see what happens with that. But I try to really just like allocate my time to building and helping, you know, the company grow.
Sure. Yeah. And I think there's merit to when you're first starting out. Like, I'm sure 5 years ago, you would be taking those lunches, right? And you would be taking those meetings because like you have to radically connect, right? And you have to become valuable. But then over time, as you become more valuable and as your time becomes more sacred, you have to be really protective of it. And like, people that don't understand that, they're, you know, probably just not as high level. You know, they're not just, they, if you don't understand it, you haven't gone through the ranks, because over time, like, your time is the most protective thing inside a business. So while some people might think that like, damn, Garrett, that's rude, bro. You're not going to take the, not going to take the call. Like, he's got to be protective of his time because there's higher leverage activity. And it's not just the activity that's going to make him the most money, but also the activities that's going to preserve him the most energy at the end of the day as well. So I heard Puerto Rico. Are you living in Puerto Rico right now?
Yep, in Humacao, Palmas del Mar specifically. So
very nice. Yeah. So I have to assume that you get a nice fat tax break on all that commission.
Yeah, that's exactly it, right?
That's awesome. So what sparked that move? So like when did you move over there? Because now everything's virtual. So when did you move over?
So I actually moved this year. And specifically for the taxes, you know, how could you say no? It's literally 4% federal, no capital gains, there's no state. I think it's just like, it's just 4%. So it's kind of a no brainer.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we have a consulting company that, you know, helps a lot of entrepreneurs with tax strategy and all that thing. And like the first option is like, okay, yeah, if you want to move to Puerto Rico, then boom, there's your answer. But a lot of people do, they still want to stay on the continental side. So then we have to start utilizing, you know, more tactical strategies around how can we start mitigating this bill over time. So walk through us like what this vision looks like. Like what's the company like at today, and where do you want to see it over the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, that's a super, super great question. So like this year is really our first full year, you know, really growing this. But I want to get, number one, SBU Live to 1,000 subscribers, which is 1,000 people in the sales org by end of Q2 next year. Solar Bootcamp itself, I want to get us to at least, I mean, I would like to get us to like between 300 to 400 by the same period. I probably were going to exceed that, but conservatively, I would like to get us, you know, by Q2. Now, over the next 5-10 years, I want us to be like the dominant like training platform for the industry that helps everybody transition to solar virtually and teaching every aspect of it, from the lead generation to building a call center, building a sales org, a team, pretty much every aspect. So, like in the next 5-10 years, I want Solar Bootcamp. It's going to be the to-go place for, you know, education in the solar space. And we have a big roadmap. We have some big plans next year as well. That's going to be pretty unique, that we're going to really just help take over the space. And right now the space is really small. Like there's only like two, I mean, really, there's technically really only one other virtual sales platform that's really known. That's really it. So we're going against them, and we're growing every single week.
So what do the logistics look like? And I appreciate you sharing that. That's awesome. I'm excited to see it grow because it's very, very niche. And I love the thought of what you guys are doing, especially on the Twitch side, because you're also broadcasting your stuff to your students, showing them that like you're still trying to keep your sword sharp. And like, wow, I just joined Garrett's program. And some people build these coaching models without having any real results, but you're proving your results in real time, which is really cool. So tell us like a little bit about like the logistics side of things, of how you go about creating potential partnerships with like manufacturers for the solar panels, and like how, as you grow through the ranks, like how you're creating partnerships with other solar companies to actually fulfill on what you're selling.
Yeah. So it's a great question. We made a partnership with a solar, it's actually the biggest installer in the nation. So it's called Freedom Forever. So they're just like an install company. So we use them. They're in 30 states plus Puerto Rico now. And they do everything themselves. They're fast, like under 30-day installs. So we don't really need to work directly with any, you know, panel manufacturing company. We just sell the contract. So we keep it really simple, really straightforward. We have them do the hard work. I've thought in my head, I'm like, hey, maybe we can open our own install company. But like, I've seen how many things can go wrong, and I've seen how many things have happened, and the headache to just make a little bit more margin may not be worth it. So like, we just use a nationwide installer. I mean, they do like 8,000 installs a month. So they're pretty ginormous. I mean, if you really think about it, it's not that many in the grand scheme of things, but in the industry, that's the most. I mean, we're less than 4% market adoption in the entire country. So that's like equivalent to like a smartphone, like less than 4% of the population having smartphones. And now look at where we are today. So as this industry evolves, every house that can go solar, which is 90 million homes, will have solar. So it's going to be a massive transformation in the next 10, 20 years.
I love it. I love it. So it sounds like you're in the right business.
Yeah, for sure.
Why are you doing all this, right? So you're super successful at this point. Business is going well. You're going to continue to grow. The numbers are unreal as to where things will go and can go. But what's like your, you know, what's your passion? Like, why are you doing this? What are you building this for? What's your personal vision?
Yeah, I honestly, I like to help people. I like to show people like, hey, you don't have to knock doors anymore. It's kind of cool and fun to like hear, you know, like from door-to-door guys that are like, holy crap, I sold a deal virtually. Like, whoa. So it's fun to kind of show them like, hey, you can do that. You can live anywhere now. You can spend more time with your family, your children, your friends. You can literally move anywhere. So it's really nice. And I've had a lot of people that have moved to different parts of the world. Like my buddy Daniel, he's in Costa Rica now, and he sells remote. And I met him when, you know, he was doing an in-house sales. You know, he was just a regular in-house guy. And we have another guy, like just the other day, came from door to door, Jeff. I mean, he sold 9 deals this month. I think his commission, he said, it was like $80,000. So like, I mean, he's loving it right now. So I enjoy helping. I enjoy like, you know, growing. And then also like being a pioneer in the industry, showing people like, hey, you don't have to sell in-house. You don't have to do door-to-door. There's other ways to do it, going against the grain. Because there's a lot of guys, a lot of people, a lot of like main figureheads that are like completely against it. And, you know, it's nice to kind of show like, hey, like there's another way of doing things. And plus, like it opens the door to mass adoption for other people that won't do door-to-door but would like to get into solar. Because there are so many people that just don't want to do door-to-door, or just can't do door-to-door. Maybe they just can't walk, because we've had people like that, like broken like neck, stuff like that. So like those type of people, like it's just giving more opportunity. And then plus in today's economy, it's nice to actually show that, you know, hey, if you do solar in the side, maybe not full time, you pull in a few extra deals a year, you can bring in an extra $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. You know, that's a good extra income for most people in today's economy. So it's kind of just, it's nice to just show people another way to make money that's, you know, actually possible and that's legit.
Sure. So, well, what about you? What about your own personal world? Like, what's your personal life look like? What's your vision, you know, on your personal side?
Oh, perfect.
Where does Garrett win?
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I just work. I mean, I have a personal life. I wish that existed, right? But I mean, maybe in the future, I'm just here to build and just keep building this and growing this. And then when the time is right for me, then, you know, I will, you know, take a step back. But for me right now, it's really just my main focus is just really growing this and building this. I'm working like every single day, 7 days a week. I haven't really even taken a vacation this year. So it's just been it's been a nonstop grind, and it's been like that for years. So I'm focused on the future, just getting to a certain point, and then I'm gonna, you know, I wouldn't say slow down, but maybe just have a little bit of a personal fun life.
Sure. And I mean, that's what it takes to change an industry, right? Like if you were just in it to make some money, you might have been able to take a little bit easier path and just like maximize the comp that you can make from selling. But to change an entire industry, it takes obsession and focus. So appreciate you sharing that, man. So with that, we usually end our podcast with asking a question. It's a little corny, but this is the Consistency Wins podcast. So consistency is like the name of the game for us. What does that word mean to you? How does it show up in your life?
Yeah, it's like persistence. You know, you just don't stop. You keep going. And there's many times where, especially when I was doing door to door, where you get burnt out, you get frustrated, you want to stop, you want to quit. I mean, even like 2 years ago now, I almost like I met with a customer, and this was at the time when I was doing well, but not as well. And she made like 800,000. I was like, whoa, that's pretty freaking great. And I was like asking her questions. I almost got a little distracted, and you know, looking at like, you know, like another option, but like, because it's just like door to door is hard. But like for me, like consistency, like persistence, like just keep going, keep moving forward. Don't quit no matter what. Because for me, like I think if you don't quit, you can't fail, you know, as long as you just keep moving forward. And that's really, you know, what I believe is just don't stop and just keep going.
Well said, man. Let's go. How can our listeners follow you? How can they connect with you? If we have any young dudes looking to get into solar, how can they become reps? Walk through that with us.
Yeah, so a few ways. So if you want to hit me up on Instagram, you can find me at solarbootcamp.ai. If you want to join the sales org, it's very easy. You just go to SBU, like solarbootcampuniversity.live. So SBU.live. You can join literally just in 2 minutes. And then you can sign up, get you onboarded, and we get you trained and ready. And then we can get you selling solar just like that. And then, yeah, if you have questions, reach out on our website. On top of that, solarbootcamp.ai. You can find us, our contact information. You could book a call as well if you want more information.
Awesome. Well, Garrett, appreciate you taking the time from your busy day. Thank you for sharing, brother. And, you know, we're excited to continue to connect and watch this thing evolve.
Heck yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.